today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. I think it's a very, very important issue today. Timely issue today. We're talking about prophetic winds are blowing. We're talking about the fact that this war with Russia, that's Ezekiel 38 and 39, is on the very border, if you please, of opening on a global base. I know there are those that are saying that President Trump's going to be able to resolve it and have peace talks. Ultimately, he will. Ultimately, that will look resolved. Ultimately, it will look as though that both sides are satisfied. But it is going to be a hard show to grasp when I believe that with Zelensky, he has no interest in peace talks. He has no interest in peace between Russia and Ukraine because it's been too profitable for him. So we're talking about the Ukrainian war, and we're tying that together, ladies and gentlemen, with the war with Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And some of those nations that will come together and follow Russia, be led by Russia, embraced by Russia, would be Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. This coming war with Russia could start anytime. Any time it could explode further than just the borders of Ukraine because of the scripture. And listen, if God's word says it, that settles it. I don't have to wonder if it's going to happen. I don't have to wonder how it's going to happen because God's already given us the blueprint of how it's going to take place. And what are those nations involved? It's not only Russia that's leading, but Turkey, as I said a moment ago, because Turkey is part of group that is involved in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Turkey is in a state of turmoil today. Turkey is in a position where they're wanting the leader to step down. There's mayhem in the streets, but keep in mind how Turkey plays an important role in this prophetic text in Ezekiel 38 and 39. But ladies and gentlemen, Syria is also one of the key players in the five nations. Syria. Look at the headline. We'll read this and then take our callers. Christians in Syria facing death threats, denied pay, fearful of what's coming next. Syria's Christian community is fearful for the future following a wave of violence that left over 1,000 Christians dead early this month. As a watchdog group reports that starvation is also being used as a weapon against Christian workers, which are reportedly being denied their pay. The violence has only exacerbated concerns among serious Christians, some of whom have already faced intensified discrimination, particularly after Assad regime fell in December. The situation for many Christians in the region has been devastating already. The Armed Islamic Alliance is attempting to use starvation as a weapon by refusing to pay Christian workers. There are also reports of suicide bombers preparing to attack churches and Christians and Christian cemeteries being overturned. Survivors have also reported getting threatening phone calls in the aftermath of the recent violence, with callers vowing to wipe out Christians each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, turmoil in Turkey, turmoil in Syria. We're speaking about hundreds of thousands of Christians, ladies and gentlemen, being burned, beheaded, slaughtered, and churches being destroyed, pastors being destroyed in Syria. Don't forget, Syria, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the five nations that will follow Russia against the postage stamp called Israel, which the Bible says is the apple of God's eye. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I have two questions. I'm kind of confused. Now, one of them is, how can a judge tell our president what to do and when to do it? And the other one is, who are the UT? And where do they, what part do they play in this?
The Houthi, the Houthis, Houthis. The Houthis in Yemen, and they are a puppet state for Iran. They are the right and left arm of Iran. They're sending missiles over into Israel each and every day. But right now, President Trump has released military, and he is bombing the Houthis in Yemen and trying to destroy their leadership to prevent that from exacerbating and continuing. See, the point that I want us to understand today, Terry, is that each and every one of the players in Ezekiel 38 and 39 are on the move today, but it's not being put together. There's not anyone, I believe, watching and paying attention that these are the players that God is putting on the stage, galvanizing and bringing together the future of these five nations being led by Russia that will come against the nation of Israel. That's the ultimate goal. The ultimate end game is to destroy Israel. Israel right now, according to Ezekiel, is going to be in the very focal point of that which will be attempted to destroy in the last days when Russia comes together with the five nations. And right now, it is fulfilling, it will fulfill what is found in Zechariah, the 14th chapter. I'm sorry, the 12th chapter of Zechariah. Let me read the words, and then we'll take our next caller. But this is, Terry, this is what it says in Zechariah, the 12th chapter. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about them that shall in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. And that's talking about the ultimate thing that will happen when we see the war with Russia, Russia leading the five-nation coalition against the nation of Israel. And answer your question very quickly, secondly, it's an impossibility for a judge, a single judge for a single district, or an appeals court judge, or a federal judge, district judge, to rule and shut down the president's office and cancel the movement and the action and the carrying out of the constitutional rights and directions for the president. It's an impossibility. In fact, I've said on this broadcast several times, if I were in President Trump's seat, I would simply say to the judge, that's your opinion. I'm going to continue to obey what the Constitution says and do it. Now, what President Trump is trying to do is to show that he wants to obey what the courts say, and so he's going to wait until there's supposed to be a ruling today from the three-judge panel, appeals panel from yesterday, and then if that appeal, that whatever side that they stand on that appeal, it's going to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately, and I believe in the next 90 days, will have a decision they've got to make. Do we honor the Constitution and leave the president with his protecting America in the Oval Office, or do we allow a judge any place in America to sign the dotted line and stop the presidency of the United States of America. That's unconstitutional. That is absolutely wrong, and it is not something that will hold up, in my opinion. So it's going to depend on Christians praying and asking God to intervene and give relief for that. So, Terry, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Asia Minor has always been important, including antiquity. In Paul's day, I think it was called Byzantium. Around 300, it became the city of Constantinople and the Eastern Roman Empire. The Edict of Milan was given there in, I think, 302, which officially sanctioned Christianity as the Roman...
325, I believe it was.
325, okay. Yeah, I knew it was somewhere in there. But that city eventually became Istanbul. And if you look through all of history, including antiquity, up until modern times, there, Xerxes used it to attempt to conquer what they call Eastern Europe, which is Hungary, Yugoslavia, and those areas, Ukraine, through the Dardanelles and Istanbul. If you go on through there, the Caliphs, the Turkish Ottoman Empire, used the Dardanelles Straits to do the... to attempt to do the same thing in Eastern Europe. Yes. And close as less than 100 years ago, well, just a hair over 100 years ago, look up the World War I Battle of Gallipoli. That Dardanelle is the entry into the Caspian, which is one of the areas that Russia's primarily has seized today, and that would be the Crimea, which has all of those ports on the Black Sea that Absolutely. Lead into the Adriatic coast or the Adriatic seas, which is Greece, and those areas, which then dumps into the Mediterranean, which you're looking at, you know, Israel, Syria, and those areas. So it is a area through antiquity that has been a strategic holding, and... If European armies, you know, what they're talking about in Ezekiel, the Germans are coming down through there. They're not going to go all the way into Belarus, through Poland and Belarus, and then come south. It would be easier for them to go through Greece and the Dardanelles, cross into Asia Minor or modern-day Turkey, down into the Middle East. So, that's an extremely strategic area, and it has great importance throughout all of history.
Absolutely. In fact, most may have paid very little attention to it, but just in the past, well, this week, just in the past few days, I think it started Friday or Saturday, where there's major uprising taking place even at the capital city in Turkey, where planes are being stopped and where there's rioting in the streets and the law enforcement with water hoses knocking the people down that are rioting against. They're demanding that the chief honcho, Erdogan, step aside. And so we're witnessing the uprising, the upheaval that's taking place there in Turkey. That's already happened and continues behind the scenes taking place in Iran, where the people are saying enough is enough. We want proper leadership. But what? Listen, Jim, you might have insight on this. When Assad was removed, basically taken down in Syria, let's go back to Syria. When he was removed in Syria, I believe the CIA and American leadership had something to do with his being taken down and ousted, and another put into place that the leadership in America at the time praised the new leader, but he is an out-and-out 100% Islamic jihadist that's out to kill every non-Islamic, including mostly the Christians that's in Syria today, in Syria and in Turkey and all of the parts right now in Germany, right now in most of Europe. It is controlled by the Islamic jihadists. All of these nations, and I emphasize this not just for you but for our listeners, all of these nations that will join with Russia to come against Israel at this present time are predominantly Islamic jihadist nations, are controlled by Islamic jihadists. Germany cannot move without the Islamics saying yes or no. We find most of Europe today controlled by Islamic jihadists. And that's the key element That's the link. That's the nexus for what we see taking place with these five nations following Russia and Russia leading them to come against the nation of Israel. So, Jim, it demands our attention as Christians to understand God's hands at work. It's not just in America. God's moving around the globe. But as I call it, he's setting the stage. He's putting the chessmen in place. He's putting the nation and the national leaders in position that when the curtain is drawn and the church is raptured out of this old world, when the man of sin, the Antichrist, one that the Bible calls the lawless one, will rule and reign with an iron fist. And according to Daniel chapter 11, he'll be an Islamic jihadist. The Antichrist will be, in fact. I've written a book, published a book a few years back on the coming Antichrist, and I point out his background as a homosexual Islamic jihadist that will be the ultimate Antichrist that will come on the scene. So it demands our attention as Christians to realize that, as Paul said in the book of 2 Timothy, that perilous times shall come. Perilous times are here. We're witnessing the hand of God in the midst of the perilous times, setting the stage with what I call the winds of prophecy blowing. So, Jim, it demands our prayer and our constant zealous position of taking a stand of reaching the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jim, thank you, brother, for your call. God bless you for your insight.
May I make an observation, sir? Yes. Actually, all this upheaval there might, you know, like you were alluded to there, would probably bring this so-called leader in. But I'd like to go back to the Arab Spring and the U.S. Aid Department there and some of the monies that they were going. I know that some of that money was actually being used to help destabilize regimes, particularly yes. Gaddafi in Libya and in Egypt as well. And all of that yes. started to occur during Obama's term.
Absolutely, unequivocally. In fact, I'm thankful that that has been, for the most part, shut down. But what we were doing through USAID, we were funding the overthrow of nations and national leaders and funding the enemies, i.e. the Islamic jihadists, in nations around the globe. We have pulled the scab off the cancer that's been taking place for years. But God's still in control, God's still on the throne, and God's still going to have the last say-so, if you will, in this old world. Jim, brother, thank you much, and God bless
you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. I am not calling to say that Putin is a nice guy, but if anybody says that Putin is a liar and a murderer, cannot be trusted, I'll accept that too. But you also have to acknowledge that our own government lies to the American people, kills American people. Our own government cannot be trusted. Just think of all the happenings like the Kennedy assassination, Benghazi, 9/11, COVID, the Cuban Revolution. We don't have these facts yet. So our Congress, our president, except for Trump, all of them have been lying to us. So they are no better than Putin. Putin hasn't hurt the USA. However, Zelensky, the Ukrainians, they have taken our money for nothing. So we're suffering because of Ukraine, but Russia has not hurt the USA people. And England and the U.S. and NATO destroy the Nord Stream pipeline, and Putin didn't do anything, so he's very restrained in his reactions. So Putin is defending Russia, however, our government is defending the world, is defending borders all over the world except our own borders. So who's worse, our president or Putin? That is my question to you.
Well, Derby, you're spot on with your statements, because what we've been witnessing for many, many, many years, and the conservative Christians have thought somehow, some way, if we pick the better of two evils, i.e. we pick a Republican versus a Democrat, put him in office as president, like the Bushes, the idea was that they're conservatives, they were globalists. globalist. And most of the presidents in the recent 50, 60, 70 years have been globalist and simply puppets in the office being controlled. This is the reason there's such an upheaval in America today, is because Trump is not a globalist. Trump cannot be controlled. Trump has the mindset that we're here. He is there to protect America, America's interest, and as he used the term, to make America great again. You're exactly right. We have not recognized the enemy from within. You've heard me say on this broadcast many, many, many times, we've been controlled as a nation by the thugs with badges. And up until the change of the regime out of the Oval Office and the cabinet's people that have been put into place by Donald Trump, up until the recent few weeks, the thugs with badges have been ruling America and overthrowing governments around the world and setting up governments around the world, just like Zelensky is a puppet paid for, put in place by George Soros, and Zelensky has no interest in ending the war. So you're exactly right. We need to recognize the big picture. We need to look at the global picture. But we need to majorly focus on the fact that God is in control. God has not lost control. And God has the final say-so. And when we look at the scripture, we understand that we win in the end. When I say we, I'm talking about the Christians, not necessarily America. In fact, one of the things that is not the subject today, but I'll touch on America. The term America is not seen in the scripture any place in the final days. America as a sovereign nation, in my opinion, does not exist in the last of the last days of this old world's wrap up, because we will have already been merged with another nation or taken over by other nations and will no longer be a sovereign nation. And Trump is putting a little roadblock in the way. It will not end it completely, even with Trump. So it demands our attention. It demands our prayer and recognition that God has placed a man in the office, Donald J. Trump, to give us a little, if you please, respite and stop the fast track of the destruction of our nation and the globalists that wanted to destroy the world and put it in the hands of a few, as Bernie Sanders called it now, oligarchs, and yet he's one himself. But anyway, Derby, thank you so much for your call. You're exactly right, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at another headline. Does the war with Syria have anything to do with the end of times? This writer says, a civil war rages in Syria, and other nations ponder potential involvement. Bible scholars believe and see the biblical end time prophecy unfolding right before our eyes. The Middle East is a religious political powder keg at this moment and has been for years. But the Syrian crisis seems to be making the situation much more explosive, because the Syrian proximity to Israel, Egypt's troubles, Iran's threats, and the United States' ultimatums, there is talk of the end time Armageddon and World War III, end quote. I couldn't have said it better myself. I'm looking at another headline. Libya. Is Libya part of the Ezekiel prophecy? Absolutely. This article in part says, one of the most amazing prophecies in the Bible is Ezekiel's prediction that Israel will be invaded by Russia and several Arab allies, including Libya, in the last days. The Magog prophecy, that's talking about Gog and Magog, which is Ezekiel 38 and 39, often is called, as it is called, is one of the most unusual in all the Bible, and has never been fulfilled as of yet. In 1909, prior to the Bolshevik Revolution, the Scofield Bible clearly identified Magog as Russia. Dispensationalist scholars have generally followed that identity since then. The coming war with Russia, this writer says, Ezekiel's prophecy hinges on the identity of Magog, Ezekiel 38:2, and her Arab allies, the nations listed in the prophecy, including Magog, Persia, that's Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, that's Turkey, and Tamogar, which is Armenian area. As tensions mount in the Middle East, Near East, it is increasingly obvious that we are headed toward the conflagration of major proportions that Ezekiel describes in Ezekiel 38 and 39. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, It's not all negative. This broadcast is not designed to be a negative broadcast that will cause us to be frightful and in fear. It is designed that we might see the hand of God and understand that regardless of what is taking place in America today with American political machine, regardless of what is taking place with the attempt to overthrow, tear down, destroy Donald Trump as president, the opposition does not recognize that they're fighting against God, trying to prevent these things taking place through the hand of Donald J. Trump in protecting America. I'm looking at a headline. One major theological writer, says, why Iran's attack on Israel is a sign of the end time. Iran's attack on Israel is a significant biblical sign. Iran has never openly attacked Israel. Iran has typically acted through proxies in Hezbollah and Hamas. The Bible also says anti-Semitism would grow stronger in the end times. That too is happening. And the Bible says a large force from the north of Israel would attack her. And that force is identified as Magog. Many scholars believe that Magog is Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the end time prophetic text, and we're witnessing it unfolding, and God setting the stage, putting the players in place for that to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, we see Russia leading the nations, Turkey, Libya, Syria, and also Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, as we speak today, hundreds and thousands of those in Iran today are wanting. In fact, it was back in 2009 that there was an opportunity for the Iranian people to have their way and to overthrow the mullahs that was in control and in charge. And America had the opportunity, but Barack Hussein Obama refused to get involved and to undergird the populace in the nation of Iran that might have had an opportunity to have a total change in Iran. It did not. And I understand that he was at fault, but ladies and gentlemen, it plays into the hands of the reality of what God is doing. I'm looking at the headline, says, what role does Iran play in the end times? There are several biblical prophecies at the end time that mention Iran, called Persia or Elam in the Bible, given the fact that Iran is often in the news as a nation seeking armaments, possibly nuclear weapons. And let me pause there. I believe Iran at this very moment has the nuclear device. I believe at this very moment Iran has the nuclear devices that are capable of blowing up half the world, if you please. The thing that they're deficit on, they do not have the capability of a missile that would carry that armament against Israel and against America and any other nation. I believe it's on the fast track and through Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama tried to encourage, help, undergird, and pay for Iran's getting the nuclear weapon. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that they're on the fast track, if they do not already have it, to have it very soon. This is the reason it's so important for us to recognize what the scripture says in relationship to that. Iran will be part and parcel of coming against the nation of Israel, led by Russia. Iran today has a good, working relationship with Russia. Many of the armaments that's being used against Ukraine, bought, paid for out of Iran, made, developed out of Iran. Some of the major development of those weapons of war that's used out of Iran being transferred to Russia to be used against Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we find Germany, which is prophesied in the scripture. We find China. China at the last days of the tribulation will come into play according to Revelation chapter 9 and Daniel chapter 11 verses 41 and following. Ladies and gentlemen, it ought to motivate us to look up, lift up our heads, and realize our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological